But here is one finding from specifically the research on self-esteem, on one thing that you can do right now when you get out of class to raise self-esteem, and that is to cope as opposed to avoid. To cope, meaning to put yourself on the line. To take risks, not when you're in your panic zone, but when you're in your stretch zone. To risk failure. To handle things, to deal with things, to confront things that are important to you. To try out for that play, to speak out in section if you haven't. To go out to a place where you really want to go but are a bit shy, to try. Because people who cope, over time, have the same or sometimes more ups and downs, but their ups and downs look like this. Still ups and downs, permission to be human, but the base level increases. Why does the base level increase? And I'm going to end here. Why does the base level increase when we cope rather than avoid? For three reasons. First, self-perception theory. Daryl Bem, I think either Dartmouth or Cornell. What Daryl Bem showed was that we derive conclusions about ourselves in the same way that we derive conclusions about others. So for example, if I see a person going up to people and, you know, initiating a conversation or speaking up in section or trying out for plays and trying again and again, my conclusion about this person, oh, this person is courageous. This person must have high self-esteem.